Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Happy Festivus.
Hey, happy Festivus, everyone.
Now, from Wichita's most listened to sports radio, 97.5 and 1240 KFH, this is Sports Daily.
It's a Festivus miracle! A Festivus for the rest of us!
And is there a tree?
No, instead there's a pole. Requires no decoration. I find tinsel distracting.
The tradition of Festivus begins with the airing of grievances. I got a lot of problems with you people. Now, you're going to hear about it.
There it is, one of Max's favorite days of the year. It's Festivus.
That's what the cold open remixes should be like, not that Hawaiian crap we play on Wednesdays. I like that, Max. Do some more of that.
That'll be tomorrow, don't worry. We will have our regular Hawaiian shirt Wednesday. We'll make some football picks tomorrow as well. I'll send out the list. It will not include the next round of the college football playoff. Will it? When do those games start? On New Year's Eve?
New Year's Eve. That's on next Wednesday.
We'll probably pick next Wednesday. So it'll probably be exclusively NFL this week. And then we'll have time to get those in next week, day of some of them. Because we also will be out this Thursday and Friday. We'll be out next Thursday and Friday. So that's probably how that'll work. But we'll make some picks either way. We'll have some fun tomorrow with it on a Hawaiian shirt Wednesday. Thanks for being here with us today. Coming up in just a little bit, we will have Senate President Ty Masterson. We'll get the very latest, maybe the inside scoop on how everything came together for the Kansas City Chiefs to come to the state of Kansas beginning in 2031. Yesterday's big news. Your comments, welcome on that. You can call us at 869-1240. You can leave those comments to us on Facebook, YouTube, and X. Thanks for watching us on 12 News Connected as well. If you are, you can reach out to TJ O'Ride directly there. Via email, on X, however it is you want to get in touch with us, you can. And thanks for listening to us on the Odyssey app as well. So we'll have that. We'll recap Monday Night Football here, and we will look ahead to what's next with the Chiefs, the Royals, all of those things here on Sports Day. It's all what's on tap, by the way, brought to you by Wichita Brewing Company, now pouring the brand new seasonal Bock Lager. Bock, yeah, a cold beer that'll give you a warm feeling. Bock Lager available at all three WBC brew pubs, east near Central and Woodlawn, west at 13th and Tyler, in historic Delano and Handley. Wichita Brewing Company, where groups gather for the holiday season. Thanks to Prairie Fire Coffee for keeping us fueled up. TJ on a long road trip to Topeka yesterday. Myself, I decided to go partake with a little Monday Night Football and have a couple of beers. So the coffee's good this morning. It's good this morning. It's a good Monday Night Football game, by the way. Entertaining. Phillip Rivers holds his own again, has a critical late mistake that cost him, but the Colts put up 27 points in that game. Rivers, 277 yards, couple of touchdowns, a pick. Brock Purdy looked like Joe Montana out there. The Colts continue to fall apart, put up 48 points. Don't look now, but the 49ers have quietly been, TJ, housing everybody lately. Since their loss to the Rams, they have a 19-point win over Arizona, an 11-point win over Carolina, an 18-point win over Cleveland, a touchdown win, a 13-point win over Tennessee, and now a 21-point win last night on the road against the Colts. They finish with the Bears and the Seahawks, so we'll learn a little bit more about them. But how much should we be considering San Francisco as a Super Bowl favorite here? Because to me, the NFC looks stronger, and they look pretty dang good right now.
Yeah, they do. It's the NFC's a weird place right now, I feel like, between all the teams. Do we know who's going to be the one seed yet? Nobody's secured that, have they?
No, we don't.
Even secured that division, have they?
No, because the Rams and the Seahawks are in it. They're not going to win their division, I don't think. And they're going to end up as probably a five seed. You have Seattle right now is the division leader. The Rams and the Niners are both 11-4. I think they split. San Francisco, they just had a ton of injuries early in the year. Well, now they're starting to get healthy a little bit. And it's like, oh, yeah, that's right. Kyle Shanahan kind of does this, right? He's been to two Super Bowls. Chiefs beat him both times. But this is an experienced team. Like, they're a team where probably, I think it's safe to say we're overlooking them. But, man, they've lost Bosa. They've lost Fred Warner. They've lost so many guys. You want to talk about injuries. If you're trying to, you know, make an excuse for the Chiefs, the Niners have lost. They've been without their quarterback for a lot of this year, and here they are, and they're starting to look offensively. I don't know if they'll have enough defense to win a Super Bowl, but we've at least, they're a team to pay attention to.
Yeah, they are. The NFC could be literally any of the seven that are getting in.
Except, I mean, do you Carolina. Think that,
are they going to get in?
Carolina right now has the lead over Tampa. They beat Tampa Sunday. They were both 7-7. So Carolina looks like they're the division leader right now.
Man, yeah,
but okay, Carolina's not going outside of Carolina. Yes, Seattle, Chicago, Philadelphia, San Francisco, the Rams, Green Bay, all could win a Super Bowl. And in fact, of those, TJ, Seattle, Chicago, Philadelphia, San Francisco, the Rams, Green Bay. Okay, those are your teams. Max, close your ears. How many AFC teams would you take over all of them as a collective right now? You'd take Buffalo just because history says, right? Are you taking New England?
I would.
Really? I don't know if I would. New England's awesome. I love Drake May. They've played one of the historically softest schedules we've ever seen.
I agree, but they've beaten the good teams, and they got to beat the good teams too, though.
How many good teams have they beaten this year?
I don't know. They beat Buffalo. That's what I remember.
They beat Buffalo,
I guess.
They did. They smoked Carolina, if you consider Carolina a good team. If we consider the Buccaneers a good team, the Buccaneers are under 500. Okay? Here's their other wins. And Baltimore, who's also, I believe, or Baltimore's under 500 too, right? You have wins over Miami, Carolina and Buffalo we mentioned, New Orleans, Tennessee, Cleveland, Atlanta, the Bucks, the Jets, the Bengals, Burrowless, the Giants, and they're going to play the Jets and the Dolphins to close the year. It is, they got to win the games that you play. You have to. But I think, and we were, I was worried about that with Indianapolis. Denver's got a little of that in them. Like the softer schedules for these teams that have made these leaps in the AFC, it's because there's some really bad teams in the AFC this year. And so you've had a chance to beat up on them. And then, you know, a lot of them have, you know, the schedules have crossed over with New Orleans and some of these teams. So we'll see. Like, they're going to get an opportunity to go do it. To me, it feels a little bit on paper like some of these NFC teams, like the Eagles, the Niners, the Rams, like those seem like better teams than what the AFC's rolling out there to me.
Yeah. It's a weird year because, I mean, in my brain, typically, I feel like the AFC always has the powerhouses.
At 100%.
It's been top heavy in the AFC, but I feel like that the AFC schedule is harder to play than the NFC schedule. This year, that's not the case for the reasons that you just pointed out there. So, I mean, like, you think about the NFC West. We've been talking about the NFC West since week one, and we're still doing this, trying to figure out who's going to win this thing because there's three teams that are absolutely loaded at the top.
It's just been a wild year in the NFL, but good to see Rivers out there. Rivers look good, man. He doesn't look good throwing the ball necessarily.
Maybe the Chiefs need a veteran next year.
Yeah.
45-year-old
Philip Rivers. That's not going to happen. That'd be fun, but that's not going to happen. This feels like a one-off for Rivers. This feels like you're sitting around with your kids trying to tell them how, you know, the good old days and you still got it. And the kids are like, okay, dad, whatever. And then you just get this random chance to do it. Like, you know what? Let's do it. My teenager over there running his mouth. Like, we're going to go do this right now.
I really hope. And it was a high school football coach. It's hilarious. Yeah. That probably happened.
It's like, players, okay, like, all right, yeah, coach. Like, yeah, yeah,
you're washed, bro.
It's like over them mountains over there, huh?
I hope that was a conversation that was had like the day before practice of them making fun of him. And then the Colts called and he's like, you know what? I will.
Yeah, I think I will. I'm going to shut their mouths right now. And he's just like, there's like a team text thread or something. And he goes for 277 and a couple scores last night. And he's just stuck it.
Like, you like that?
Yeah. You like that? Yeah. Oh man, I hope so too. He's still the same old Philip Rivers too. There were a couple times last night where the tackle jumped off and he threw the ball. It looked like he was about to punch him. Like, what are you doing? I'm like, man, I know Chiefs fans don't love Philip Rivers. I love Philip Rivers. The trash talk, the getting in people's faces, like his energy for life and football is awesome. Is so good. And I'm so happy that this has happened. It's been fun. It'll keep him out of the Hall of Fame for a while. But that's okay. That's all right. As everybody's pointed out, it gets him a little more health insurance for all those kids he's got.
True. So just to restart that insurance, you get like 20 years after you're done or something like that.
Five. I think he'll at least reset it to another five, just like his Hall of Fame. He has to wait though now on the Hall of Fame. If he could have timed it out a little bit better, he could have been an active Hall of Famer playing. I think if he'd just waited one more year, that would have been awesome.
He was first ballot, yeah.
But look, he's not the reason the Colts lost that game last night. No. Not even close. He wasn't a pretty good game last week either.
Yeah, he wasn't last week either.
No, they're not. They're falling apart. A lot of injuries for them too. It's a battle of attrition in the NFL. All right, when we come back, we should have Ty Masterson, the Senate President. And be ready to roll here on Sports Daily with all the latest on the Chiefs coming to Kansas. Stick around.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
The commercials are over.
Yo, I haven't got all day.
869-1240.
Time to get busy.
This is Sports Daily on KFH.
Hey, happy Festivus, everyone!
All right, welcome back into Sports Daily. We are joined now by Kansas Senate President Ty Masterson. One day later now is the big announcement of the Kansas City Chiefs is made. Senator, that's got a pretty nice ring to it.
It does have a nice ring to it. You know, we were debating the bill last year. It was funny. You make the comment on the name. Had one of my colleagues from the other side come on and go, we need to change the name. Of course, she was having trouble with Chiefs, right, with the whole Native American. I said, well, we can take city out of it.
Yeah.
But that's all just a joke. Actually, this is great for Chiefs Kingdom everywhere. That's what I mean, this is,
yeah,
actually, Clark Hunt gave some pretty, I mean, touching remarks about his father inside, about how, what would he have done? Everybody knows how sentimental, you know, because he had had Arrowhead and all that. And what would he think? And he said, my dad was all about the fan experience and the future, and he'd be thrilled to death to have this opportunity, right? Because as great as that experience is, with having a clean slate, I mean, traffic flow, tailgating, you know, I mean, just the your seat, your view, that, I mean, it can be so much even better. So he was, it touched me, man, when he was talking about his dad. So that gave me a lot of comfort in where we're headed.
Yeah, one thing that, you know, we were kind of, you know, have been following this for 2 years, basically, since all this stuff started. It finally comes to an end on the Chiefs side and everything like that. But even still, you know, Missouri had the last ditch efforts, everything like that. You know, what was the timeline like for you guys? Obviously, there was the 1 p.m. meeting. I imagine there was something that, you know, there was an understanding, I would imagine, with all the things that were set up afterwards. What was the timeline like for you guys to get this done in the final hour?
I hate to say it, but that thing was touch and go, on and off. Never knew how to answer the full question. I mean, give you a little context, we didn't actually pull the signature until that morning, right? That the deal is done. I mean, it is, because there's just, it's so complex. There's so many moving parts, right? It was, of course, some of that was why we, you know, had the deadlines we have, right? To make sure everybody keeps moving forward. Because when you do what I do, right, you find out if you don't have a deadline, man, people will wallow in it forever. So you have to get it. But it's been quite the adventure.
So you're talking yesterday morning is when you had the signature.
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah. Right. So
that's pretty intense. I look at this, and you know, I moved into the state of Kansas. I've been here for a little more than a decade, and it has been remarkable to me when push comes to shove how purple this state can get. And this to me has felt like that almost all the way through. Like we looked over at Missouri not being able to do that, and it cost them the Kansas City Chiefs. Mm-hmm. How far back does this go? Like, do you go back? Like, to me, like when I saw betting, I was like, that got moved through. Like, are the Chiefs really a possibility? Because at that time, that was a big deal for the NFL. But it took some bipartisan stuff here. It feels like going way back.
It does go way back. I mean, the dream of it kind of coming, it goes clear back to what I'd say the prior speaker, right? My current speaker, yeah. Dan Hawkins, which has been helpful. Prior speaker, Ron Reichman Jr. I would actually credit him with some of the, he's from Johnson County, has some of those relationships of at least seeding the dream. Because when he first brought it to me, I thought, man, that seems like, I'd love it, but, you know, is that even a possibility? But I'm also a dreamer and a Chiefs fan. So I was like, let's take the steps we need to take to make that, to leave it possible, right? So then, and the closer we got, the further we got, no, this is possible. And we're going to, you know, and to be able to pull that off without having to raise a single tax, right? There's no Kansas taxpayer that's going to pay a penny more in tax. I mean, there's all the controversy, particularly on my side, right? As a conservative Christian guy, right? I'm trying to keep my tax as low as I can get them. We don't have to raise a tax, and we're pulling this off. And so it's a bit of a miracle.
Yeah, there's a lot of questions, you know, over these last few months, especially in the final months of this thing, and they got there, and a lot of them got answered yesterday between, you know, Governor Kelly or Clark Hunt and all the people that spoke in Topeka at the Capitol. The big question that hadn't gotten answered yet is about, you know, the people that share the parking lot with the Kansas City Chiefs, Kansas City Royals. So I'll ask you about that. The deadline was a deadline for both of them, if I'm not mistaken, the arbitrary deadline of the new year. Is that deadline still in place? Where do they currently stand?
Yeah, I wish I had a simple answer for you. That's complicated. So I really didn't want to talk about it now, because it's complex. It's more complex than it looks on the surface. So I'll just leave it at that.
I think that's what we need. I think most people want to know, in 8 days, is that off the table? But we'll find out in 8 days, it sounds like. Senate President Ty Masterson joining us here. We appreciate a few minutes to walk back through yesterday. So on the star bond, walk us through that. So we know that it's a sales tax. How often are these working? It feels like with a potential Super Bowl, and that's another question too. How certain are we that we can get a Super Bowl? Like on the confidence meter versus other star bonds, that this one will pay out, how risky do you feel like that is?
I don't think it's well, it's not risky to the Kansas taxpayers at all, because right. that's the beauty of how that mechanism works. I mean, they're bonds, right? You got bond holders, and we've had Star Bonds clear back. I mean, the Kansas Speedway was the original Star Bonds project, and it's been, I mean, it has, and even the Star Bond, I would call the worst Star Bonds projects that ever happened, they didn't leave the Kansas people liable, right? They redo the bonds on it. So I'm not worried about risk at all. The district is pretty large. When they drew it out, it's bigger than I thought it should be myself, but it's kind of an up or down thing. And I actually anticipate it paying off early. And on that, what people might say, you're not raising a sales tax. You're not even taking sales tax that currently is in existence. The way they work is it's all built on the growth, right?
The new
there's,
stuff.
In right? that district, yeah. there's X amount of sales tax collected. And so collections over and above that is what can go to pay the bonds off. And so that for the end user, the sports fan, or even the non-sports fan, you know, somebody that this isn't going to affect their life at all, is going to the grocery store or wherever, and they're not paying anything more. I mean, they're, you know, the rate is what it is. It's all just in the back office, how much was growth and how much gets to pay the bond. But I feel really good about it. In fact, I think why that the size of that district, I anticipated to pay off early.
It's something else with this as well that you know, I'm kind of curious about. I believe, if I'm not mistaken, that Jackson County, currently with Arrowhead, I believe that the county owns the stadium, is the way that they described it. You know, with the Star Bonds, how does that fit in? Who will own the stadium? Will it be a state thing or will it be a team thing?
Well, the state taxpayer is not going to own it. We're not doing that. That was something. There were two things that were key for me, just as a conservative person, is that we won't raise a single tax or divert existing tax, and we won't. And we won't put the Kansas taxpayers in any kind of liable position for a big facility that, you know, even if it's 50, 60 years from now, like what you're seeing in Missouri, right? That's 1963 to now. They're going to have to deal with it. We're not doing that. The way the term sheet works, it would have to be some type of a county could own it, some entity other than we could have a sports authority or something like that. Like good examples, like our Turnpike Authority, right? That is a, It's not the state of Kansas. Kansas taxpayers mm-hmm. are not liable for that road. You know, the tolls and the fees on it pay for it. And that's I guess you could probably call it quasi government, because it's running infrastructure. But that would probably be the closest analogy I could give you to how that would work.
Logistically and from a government perspective, a couple more from me. Does Kansas just naturally take on the state income tax of a full roster of NFL players would be a big one for me. Is that?
Yeah,
that,
no, it is. See, that, yeah, that was, that's a great question, Jacob. They haven't been talking about that. There's probably, well, the estimates are between $30 to $50 million in income tax.
Right.
Just off the team. Cause you also have, by the way that works is for states that have that, your every game that's played there, even the income earned by the opposing team for that game, is income taxable. So that's the offset where people are missing it. So they say, well, some of that sales tax would have grown anyway. And that's true, right? But you wouldn't have had the stadium or the headquarters or training facility or the $1 billion in retail and stuff that, you know, ancillary development around it that's part of the deal. So you wouldn't have had that growth. You would have had some natural growth. Yeah. But it's being offset by all that new income tax coming in. And it's a net positive to the state of Kansas. It's not a panacea. People are going, oh, this is going to solve. No, it's not. I mean, that's not what this is about, right? But it's a good thing.
And then the other thing for jobs, I know, like I understand like the architecture and all of those kinds of things, that might be specialty, but how many of these high level jobs, construction workers, state of Kansas, I'm certain that you guys are trying to make sure about that. Mm-hmm. But how far up can that go to keep everything in the state of Kansas?
Well, I mean, obviously our interest would be to have as Kansas is anything that we can do and do as well as anybody else we want to do.
Yeah.
Right? But you are talking estimated 20,000 construction jobs, 4,000 permanent jobs between the stadium, the headquarters, the mixed use development, all that stuff. I mean, it's a big positive.
All right. Senator, we really appreciate it. Ty Masterson. We know you're a K-State guy, I believe. Correct. You're waiting on bated breath on an Avery Johnson decision with the rest of us. You excited about Colin Klein? I'm sure you are.
I am. I think that's about best case scenario for us.
Yeah. So, well, we appreciate it. The Kansas City Chiefs, It's a done deal. We can cross that one off the list and look forward to 6 years from now. We appreciate a few minutes. I know it's been busy up there in Topeka. Thanks for joining us here on Sports Daily.
Appreciate you both. Have a good week.
President Ty Masterson there with us here on Sports Daily. Some of the insight into how that they didn't get the signature until yesterday morning.
So I'm saying it's been that guy. I believe it with everything, all the last ditch, everything going on. I said that email from Governor Kelly may have been, we got the signature.
DJ, I love the term butt pucker in time. That's butt pucker in time. Like, how do you get to that? Like, you're like, sign the paper, sign it. Let's get this thing signed.
I mean, the fact that reporters were in the meeting room yesterday saying, like, are they here? Like, I think that the Chiefs are here. Like,
where are they?
I don't know. Like, if you could have seen it, there was reporters walking around with their cameras just like, are they going to come down these stairs? Are they going to come down these stairs? Like, is Clark Hunt in the building? Like, we don't know. He was.
Oh, man. What a stressful, goodness gracious, what a stressful time for everybody. I'm glad that's done. I mean, the end result, I think, on a personal level, we both agree with, like, as a good, positive thing. The stress of it, though, like, to be involved in that, my goodness. I mean, you're talking about a decision with 60 years of impact and, like, not subtle impact either. Not stuff that, you know, is hard to try. Like, there is very trackable success, you know, tied to this. It's a really interesting thing. I don't, you know, and again, it's this Starbond part of it that to me mitigates the risk. At least that's what it sounds like. And that's why I wanted to ask a couple of procedural questions there, because most of the time, like what you saw in Missouri, there's not an appetite for any kind of tax raising. And in some of these states where this is happening, you're getting raised taxes, but I don't, like, that shouldn't happen here. Like, the risk goes to other places. And that income tax thing's a big deal too. Like, that's low hanging fruit. And I'm glad to hear that it is as low hanging as it seems it would be. Yeah. All that income earned by the players stays here. Now, it wasn't before. It was, it was across the state line. So, congrats to everybody that had anything to do with it. I know it took bipartisan efforts, which is not easy to do in today's world. So, you know, they all deserve a lot of credit for that, just for that part of it alone, being able to, you know, to push through collectively to get that done. If you missed any of that, if you joined us late with Ty Masterson, you can go back and listen on the Odyssey app. The Kansas City Chiefs.
Could you imagine?
No. Now, if you really wanted to stick it to the state of Missouri,
there is a 0% chance
Clark Hunt would let that happen.
Yeah, it's true. No, I mean, I was telling somebody in the newsroom last week as we learned about all this stuff, and what he just said will really emphasize that as well. Of this is the greatest, like, reality show that you can, like, because, like, politics always has the back and forth and everything, but, like, politics to this magnitude, like I joked about yesterday, this is the most interested that Kansans have ever been in state income tax that is going to be gained. But, like, you know, people don't care about that kind of stuff. You know, people that are political jocks and stuff like that do. But, like, you throw the Chiefs into it, it's like, well, what did Masterson say today? Like, I guarantee that, you know, 2/3 of the state of Kansas just learned a bunch of lawmakers' names yesterday. And they're like, oh, what are they doing?
You certainly learned, the lieutenant governor and, you know, look, we're going to get into a heated governor's race next year. And there will be a lot of, you know, credit taken, I'm sure. But again, to be able to dunk on Missouri. And I think that's what our state government just did. And I'm not but everybody collectively to watch a dysfunctional situation. And I don't mean that in the sense that Missouri messed anything up. They put it to a vote. The voters didn't want it. That's fine. That's the way it is. But to navigate it while that's happening, to be able to swoop in and actually finish that job is a pretty crazy feat of local government. There's no way that the 3 years ago, the Chiefs' top priority or top option or preference was to come to the state of Kansas. I can't believe that. They were persuaded to do it.
That's what I'm talking about is, like, that's why I was so, like, that's why it's such a big thing is that they left Arrowhead Stadium. Like, that is, like, anything that Missouri put on the table wasn't as strong as the fact of well, you're going to leave Arrowhead Stadium. You know, like if you leave Missouri, you're going to leave Arrowhead. Right. Like that's the only thing Missouri had to say. And then just basically just back it up with whatever they could back it up with and stuff like that. But like, I agree. I mean, when sports betting, you keep bringing that up. That, what was that? 2022 that happened, I think.
Yeah, it was a long time ago.
And so like that happened. And even still, like we said that, like, oh, maybe they're going to make a push for some pro teams to come over the border. That'd be crazy.
It was
and a it's like, yeah, but I mean, maybe the Royals, they're not getting the Chiefs out of Arrowhead.
Otherwise, why does that get pushed through? I just remember there was something that Clark Hunt in as late as 24 was like, well, it's maybe a little premature to camp, but he had said something that far back about exploring options because somebody and I was like, would they really do that? And we were on the fence as a state with sports betting, and all of a sudden we weren't anymore. And so like, I really think you've got to go way back to like, God, is this a thing? Like, is this a real possibility? We've been talking about it as a very real possibility for 2 years since the Jackson County vote failed, right? But I think this idea was born, and I think we just, I think that's what we just heard even before that. Like, well, let's just have our ducks in a row just in case, right? And that took bipartisanship on the sports betting, right? That doesn't get pushed through as quickly as it did. Look at how long that's hung up in Missouri. It's a wild achievement in local government. It really is. And we don't get a lot of that anymore. And so I've always looked at that as an outside, fiercely independent political observer as like, man, that's wild that they were able to get that done. It just you don't see that very often. You see it in like local government, right? At the county and city level, it happens every day. You start to expand that out and it becomes less and less likely. And it happened.
I know. Like, I wonder,
the Kansas City Chiefs in Kansas.
I wonder if there was a single, you know, headbutt in the, like, I'm sure that there was something that people got caught up on like a number or something like that. But like,
I mean, yes, the semantics.
The biggest thing, and they'll start to figure this part out. And this is actually, and he talked about, this is actually going to start being a thing, is the Starbond district. Where it's going to be. That's going to be a big thing.
Thanks to Senate President Ty Masterson for stopping by. If you missed any of that, you can go back and listen on the Odyssey app. Good stuff there on the insight into how this all came together. A couple key takeaways. Signature didn't come until yesterday. This does go way back to even other members of the state government. We don't know anything about the Royals, and same messaging we heard yesterday from the governor. Nobody really wants to talk about that right now, which is probably not good news for the Royals if their hope is to come to state of Kansas. But that's just, you know, speculation on my part. We'll see. The whether it's an official or an arbitrary deadline is a little more than a week away.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure my biggest thing, I think, is the fact of these districts. I don't know how you're going to be able to make it work. You know, unless they have, like, that's the thing that somebody speculated about, is they left kind of like Overland Park out of the district. So it's like, is that a potential Royal Starbond district? Like, that could be somewhere where that could go.
The dates, like, the dates don't always line up with each other either. Like, your use of the same district would come basically 12 months of the year instead of what it would be, 8 or 9 out of the NFL.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I'd say that's probably the biggest complication of, you know, you don't want it to be as cool as it may be to put them across the street at Legends or something and really go crazy there or something like that. I mean, that's a lot of money tied up in Starbonds in one spot that's going to have to pay itself off. And be a lot of money coming in, though, as well. I'm sure that those are the complexities that he's talking about, though.
Yeah, same.
I don't know. I mean,
you got same state income rules, tax rules apply at a higher level with baseball players. So look, I don't know, quite frankly, that they were never the top priority. They were always, I don't want to call them a backup plan. I don't want to call them that because I don't think that's true. But the Chiefs have always been the priority. And now that that's behind them, I would imagine the reason not a lot of people want to talk about the Royals is they may need to like gather the troops back up now and say, okay, Chiefs are done. There's this deadline. What is our appetite to aggressively pursue now the Royals too? Royals sent out that interesting tweet yesterday of like, we want to be, you know, can't wait to look at the kingdom in the future. I mean, the Royals have been out in front. They've got potential sites. They've been like, there's a lot of work that's been done. now though, what like if I'm Missouri, if I'm Kansas City, like you better get ultra aggressive right now. Quentin Lucas has probably never had a better opportunity to bring that team downtown, the Kansas City mayor, than he has right now. Because
we've talked about that
shock value to the vote. Like, wait, what just happened? Well, we got to keep the Royals.
If they can get it on the ballot like they did the first time, I think that this is the perfect example of saying, like, hey, like you didn't listen to us the first time. Do you want to keep them in Jackson County? Let's try again. And that would be all your revoters. This would be whenever you would have your change of heart. And also, I wonder, this is, you know, political speculation on a sports morning sports talk radio show. I wonder if they're going to roll out the same plan that they were going to do for Arrowhead, the Operation Save Arrowhead, the 1/4 sales tax instead of the 3/8 sales tax, which if you're only doing one stadium, you might be able to. I don't know.
They don't want, but the problem with it is there's no desire from anybody, at least that I know of. There's no desire from anybody to keep the Royals. Like, the Royals aren't going to stay at Kauffman.
No. I'm saying they'd move downtown and still be in Jackson County.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yep. To build a new stadium. Got it.
Yeah.
Well, I look, it's not, there is no public appetite for taxes right now. There's like just none. That won't be the mechanism that gets it done. I don't think telling people, well, it's only 0.25% instead of 3/8%.
I thought they're already being taxed 3/8.
They are, but it expires.
Yeah. Oh, so you're saying if you vote no, you just don't have any, I guess. Yeah.
Don't have anything. It's just like the Wichita school bond that just failed. You know, it was being framed as, well, there's no new taxes. And it's like, well, hang on a minute. Actually, the one that's already on there would go away. So it would bring taxes down. And that's, you know, the people that they, that's always the framing, right? No new taxes here. It's just an extension of the current tax. Well, that's new taxes, because when that expires, we wouldn't have any taxes, right? And there's just not a public appetite for that. We've seen it time and time, whether it's a stadium, whether it's a school bond, like they're just not an appetite right now for taxes. And so I don't know that even if they did get that put on for a vote, neighbor, I don't know that that's going to be the way they get it done. It, to me, it's going to take something new and different to get it done, right? How does that work? I don't know, because I don't know anything about Missouri law. Zero. I don't know what they could do to do it. No idea. If I were Missouri, I'd be trying to cook up a way to do something like a star bond right now and get that in place. All much, much easier.
And at the risk of sounding like an idiot, it blows my mind that, like, star bonds are this groundbreaking idea. I mean, it's a loan to pay for tourism attractions that will pay itself off for the most part.
Like, a lot of states don't need that. Right. Like, Kansas needs it because Kansas, to use a term that has been tossed around, has a flyover state to a lot of people. Right. You've got to attract things to come in. We just attracted the Chiefs to come in by this incentive. The hope is, therefore, mitigating any risk of that through this star bond. A lot of states don't need to do that. L.A. doesn't need a star bond to attract two NFL teams to one of the biggest markets in the country. Right. That's not. It's just, it's something that Kansas has for this exact reason, right? And now Missouri, maybe Missouri didn't need that before, but you're not getting this through. In my opinion, it is not going to clear a public vote in any way. People do not want taxes right now, at all, period.
I don't know.
So you better figure something else out. Does Kansas really want the Royals now that they have the Chiefs? That's what I want to know the answer to.
I know. And it's going to keep getting the can kicked. I imagine we're going to get an answer by the new year. Because the thing is about this deadline, it's an arbitrary deadline. Like, they can just make a new deadline if they needed to extend the deadline. Like, and I don't know if they want to. They may just say, well, sorry, we didn't get a deal done. We don't want to pay for the Royals too. And that may be something that happens. But it may be something that you and I have talked about of, like, they want the Royals, but they just might not want the Royals at the same time as they're building this stadium too. Because that is, I mean, you're looking at $5 billion, probably, like $4 billion at least.
Yeah.
That's a lot of Bs, billions.
Billion. That's a lot of money.
It's a lot of money.
Austin asks, they mentioned hosting other events at the new stadium. Are we talking just football or other events? I honestly, Austin, apologize. We didn't ask Masterson that because it's implied.
They talked about it yesterday, though.
Yeah, going to host other events there. It's the magnitude of the event. I think we still have to wait and see. And
yeah, Final Four is the other big one outside of the Super Bowl. They want to get the Final Four. College football playoff is something that can now come. You could get a national championship game there if you wanted to do that.
The expectation is that a Super Bowl will come. Yeah. I don't know how ironclad that is. We're not going to get that answer right now. That's a better question probably for the Chiefs than it is local lawmakers. But that conversation has been had. Don't mistake it. The NFL has rewarded new stadiums with Super Bowls. Like, that's a thing that they do now. So there's no reason we should think that there won't be at least one at some point coming to this new facility. Have we had one at the Minnesota Stadium yet?
One.
Yeah, so
and it snowed.
Right,
it snowed on everybody.
It snowed when they had one in Dallas too. To be fair, so like there is a history now of getting these. So I don't look. I'm just a dude on the radio right now. Kansas is going to get a Super Bowl. Like it's just like just read the context clues. I don't know when
the NFL just loves new stadiums. Like, and that's I think the bigger question is, will they get two? Is the big thing.
That is a great question. Is it? Yeah. Cause
they're going to get, like, you think about just what history has shown you, like the Raiders got one like 2 years after theirs opened. SoFi got one the year it opened
in Vegas,
but like those are always going to be in the cycle and everything like that. Like the fact that Minnesota has gotten one when they opened their dome.
Is Lucas Oil and like how often are Minnesota and Indianapolis? That would be the questions. Here's the deal with Indianapolis, man. They're hosting college basketball
every year,
championship games all the flipping time.
There's always something there. I feel like they have a Final Four there every 3 years.
That's what I would envision. And that stuff, we know that through Wichita, right? That goes into an extensive bidding process and in rotations. Like that's hard to do. I don't know if the entity exists currently, the Kansas Sports Commission. But you know, at a local level, that's done through Visit Wichita and the Wichita Sports Commission and all that stuff here. That's going to have to happen now. I don't know if those things are already in place, but that'll be a part of all of these things. Like you got to attract these events in. Well, with this big state of the art facility, that gets a whole lot easier to do. Like these events are going to want a piece of Kansas City. Look at what the draft did, right? Look at the World Cup. The World Cup's going to go ham in Kansas City. Like they'll see that stuff and be like, yeah, okay, we want a piece of
that. That's what I was bringing up earlier. Like they've hosted historically a whole bunch of stuff about, they've hosted the Elite Eight game. They host the Elite Eight every like 5 years, it feels like. They'd probably get a Final Four, but they don't have a stadium big enough for that. But this would give them that chance. So,
yeah. It would. So, well, hopefully that happens. Again, it's an exciting time for everybody. If you don't believe in the funding of the project, I hope that it ends up being a win for you too, because it's a win for the state of Kansas. There's fewer critics when it's a star bond than there would be otherwise. And look, we'll see if these things pay for themselves, but the Chiefs are sticking around. They're coming across, and it's going to mean a lot of cool things for that part of the state. Doesn't mean a lot for you and I, honestly. Doesn't mean a lot.
You know what it means? You know what the thing I'm most excited for is that is a 30-minute shorter drive to go cover the Chiefs.
There you go. I'm excited. I'm excited that we just got a silver platter full of state income tax added to the budget, but none of the other stuff really matters for us down here. That's one of the things, again, personal opinion here, that to me has always been the most attractive about a star bond. That doesn't cost us any money. There are other projects that get brought in and funded and boosted at the state level that have nothing to do with us down here that do cost us money, right? Like just straight up propping up a business. Like this isn't one of those things. This in theory is not that at all. It doesn't affect us at all. It doesn't affect taxes, doesn't affect anything. We just get, hopefully the state that money brought in, that benefits the state, right? That does help us, I hope. Either way, it's exciting for the state of Kansas. My goodness, what a win for the local government. All right, that does it. Fun show. Look, the Kansas City Chiefs are coming to the state of Kansas. We appreciate Ty Masterson hopping on for a minute, walking us back through that. You can go back and listen to that on the Odyssey app. Anything else we've been talking about today as well. We'll spend a little more time on the Darren Peterson thing tomorrow. We're going to make some football picks tomorrow. We've got Shreyas Lotta in tomorrow, so we will talk about that, obviously. Is there anything to be excited about right now with KU football? I don't know what it would be. Right now,
they can get Kotelnicki. That's big. Kotelnicki watch is the big story still.
I think so. I mean, that's the biggest one we've seen thus far. But we'll get all the latest on that and everything else. We appreciate everybody being here with us today. For TJ, for Max, I'm Jacob. We'll see you tomorrow.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.